Jainism. Jainism, traditionally known as Jain Dharma, is an ancient Indian religion founded in the 6th century BC. It was a reaction against the teachings of Brahmanism and is practiced by about 5 million people who are called Jains. According to Jainism, the universe will never cease to exist. It is self-sufficient and did not require a creator nor any superior power to govern it. However, they believe that when the soul leaves the body, it is reborn and dies again and again and again as humans, animals, or other beings in the earthly realm of existence. The swastika is an important Jain symbol. Its four arms symbolize the four realms of existence in which rebirth occurs: humans, heavenly beings, hellish beings, and non-humans, plants and animals. The swastika represents correct faith, correct understanding, and correct conduct, which leads to the state of spiritual perfection, which is a liberated soul. The Jain religion has always been an advocate for nonviolence and world peace. Their understanding of war is that they should always avoid violent conflict and never take sides. Since no one knows which outcome would be better long term, they would only be battling the opinions of man and have no absolute on what they are fighting for. The Jains were the first to propagate a vegetarian diet, as they believe that this is the first step towards nonviolence to all living beings, a major step towards world peace. The Jainism theme is compassion for all life, human and non-human. Human life is valued as a rare opportunity to reach enlightenment. To kill any person, no matter what the crime, is considered unimaginable. Vachan Gandhi, 1864 to 1901, a Jain scholar who represented Jainism at the first World Parliament of Religion, wrote, "May peace rule the universe. May peace rule in kingdoms and empires. May peace rule in states and in the lands of the potentates. May peace rule in the house of friends, and may peace also rule in the house of enemies." Vachan Gandhi. How would it be possible for Jainism to bring Vachan Gandhi's desires to pass for world peace? I contend peace can only be established by changing one's heart or nature. Jainism has a good training program that they believe contributes to world peace. We may train good morals and habits, but this training could never change the human heart. Education only creates an intellectual knowledge of God, whoever or whatever they suppose him to be. Intellectual wisdom cannot produce a living connection with the true God and does not allow man to partake of his divine supernatural nature. Let's examine this further. I personally believe and maintain that a good training program has no spiritual connection. While positive thinking seminars can possibly change the mind into striving for peace and prosperity, but with great limitations, they still lack the necessary spiritual connection to change the heart or the nature. This may be beneficial to a point, but the spiritual connection removes all limitations. These intellectual beliefs easily diminish when the surrounding influence is changed, but spiritual revelations remain as they are indelibly etched in the heart of man. Even when friends and family disagree, you cannot alter your course because it becomes part of your very nature. I have personally been to the mission fields many times and witnessed many things. People who live a primitive life back in the jungles with very little education accept Christianity much easier than educated people living near the cities. They already have an awareness of a higher power through nature and its elements. The missionary only needs to connect them to the creator of the universe. Their lives are very simple and they just believe. They don't try to understand or figure things out. The results are genuine conversations where God quickly changes the heart, making a totally new creation. These uneducated converts do not try to do things their own way or make big names for themselves. They just trust and obey God and His Word. Many missionaries testify of great supernatural exploits taking place on a regular basis where education does not interfere. They don't have hospitals and doctors, so many times during emergencies they have no choice but to just believe. Faith becomes part of their natural everyday life. This simple supernatural power amazes most visitors from the civilized West. Many go overseas to teach them more about God, but the end result is a blessing and a lesson for the visiting missionary. Jains have the highest literacy rate and the highest number of college graduates in India. the literacy rate, excluding the retired senior citizens, exceeded a whopping 97%. Could the education of the Jains be part of the problem of not believing in a personal God? Though literacy is important, could we become so educated that we have all the answers worked out ourselves? Remember, the mind is where Satan attacks, leading to bad choices. He knows he has you if he can lead you away from faith in the Lord and his word to an intellectual relationship. God's true word, misinterpreted by different men, changes it from God's wisdom to man's wisdom, alienating many away from the life of God. The Apostle Paul described the difference between man's intellectual wisdom and the reality of a personal relationship resulting from a spirit-filled life. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 4 and 5. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. The Bible records that God had to give us a new spirit or a nature and replace our old stony heart with a heart of flesh, a heart that would be part of his nature, made of love. This is what makes us a new creation. He is our Father, and we become just like him. We think like him and share his purpose, giving us an exciting reason for living. He literally lives his life in us and through us. Ezekiel 36, verses 26 and 27. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. Education has never helped man to know God or to have intimate fellowship with him. Education that does not take us away from God and his word is acceptable, even desirable. But the minute human thoughts supersede God's word is when we need to go back to his word for the correct answers. Solomon was the wisest of men because he had godly wisdom. We don't want to be educated with human wisdom if given preeminence over godly wisdom, thereby making us blind. Proverbs 4, verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. So although Jainism seems to have the proper motives and is very noble, does it really have the power to accomplish world peace? At the last census, the Jain population in India decreased to only about 2% of the nation's population. When their motives seem so right and they are so peaceful, why is Jainism decreasing? It seems if it was realistic and attainable, there would be a greater attraction resulting in increasing followers. When it extends to animal life, their philosophy causes much pain unintentionally. Is it moral to allow insects to survive that destroy crops, causing humans to starve? Looking at modern-day India, the violent crime rate has increased much like its neighboring countries. A member of Jainism may try to be peaceful, but what if there is violence all around? Will his refusal to defend others bring world peace, or will the weak just be preyed upon? Without changing the heart, Jainism's attempt at stopping violence has serious limitations. If through human willpower peace could be achieved, it would have been long ago. Most of us eventually realize that man cannot bring himself to achieve personal peace, let alone world peace. It must be more than mind over matter. However noble their intentions, however sincere in their beliefs, how much effort they extend, the flesh will fall short every time. It is a spiritual problem and requires a spiritual solution. Again, the intellectual ideas of man have failed. After all these centuries, world violence continues. This human approach is not capable or powerful enough to change hearts and rid the world of violence. A nature change is the only way, and it must be done supernaturally with God's spiritual power. We can never do good enough. Romans 7, verse 18, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing.